Want to ace your life? Well, you've come to the right spot. Welcome to the podcast for Pinoying Life with me, your host, Dina, with a brand new episode every Thursday launching at 6 a.m. Make sure to like, follow, and subscribe, and hit me up on the Instagram, thequeenbuzz.com. Welcome to the Windy City of New Jersey. As we are experiencing the week of rain, shall we call it? I know it's April and they say April showers bring May flowers, but this is a bit much. It is raining. It is windy. I know I should just count my blessings because in other parts of the country, they are, and in the world, there's earthquakes, tsunamis. Our weather is changing for the scary, shall we call it? I was talking to my dad last night about this and it's insane. I think people were bringing up, was it a couple months ago or maybe around Christmas time, that their car insurance, their home insurance, things are going up. And the reason behind that, people were saying, is because of these weather changes. More areas are flooding than areas that never did. Like today, I think they said 40 to 50 mile per hour winds. I know Ohio, I was watching on TikTok last night, Ohio was getting ready for tornadoes. The entire Midwest was just up in cahoots. And I am a little scared for the future. I'm not going to lie. I think about, I have two little kids and I just hope and pray that, I don't know, that, that something changes for the better. My dad was talking about getting a one-way ticket to Mars if there's a shuttle anytime soon. And I was like, well, you know, change is hard, but change could be good. So let's see where that takes us. But welcome back to the podcast. I am officially on spring break. I'm halfway through it. I'm sad when I say that because when you officially start spring break, when you start your time off, it moves nice and slow paced and you're enjoying it. And then once you get to the half mark, it's just like you blink your eyes and it's like the Sundays are here. The Sunday worries about waking up the next morning. And I want to talk to that in a second. I was watching something and I was scrolling and I came across something so powerful that I kind of have the insight, if you will. I told myself there's sometimes some mornings that my students will ask me, how are you just so uppity up? It's 7:30 in the morning, like you don't drink caffeine. And I was like, well, I woke up. Like that's enough for me. Waking up the next day I go to sleep is enough for me to just get out of bed, be excited about the day and just roll through it. Even though sometimes I know I have a bazillion things going on, it's enough for me. And then I was watching this video or reel, if you will, where they were talking about the mindset, if you will, of how, and I said it purposely because, you know, we're like Sunday night, we're like, oh, I gotta go to work tomorrow. And we set ourselves up for this downward yuck feeling, oh, I don't want to be here type thing. Obviously, coming off of a break, a vacation, anything really nice where you just get to relax, it's hard to go back to your regular schedule. But I think if we try to really just focus on, we're going to do great today, we're going to do well, we're going to succeed, I'm going to stop on the way to work and get myself a hot latte. I don't know, just change it up a little bit. It really does change the speed, the feeling of your day. So that's kind of what I do where I'm like, I woke up, but I'm going to add to it. I'm going to start saying, it's going to be a great day. I'm going to go downstairs. My outfit's picked out already. The moments, the times, the minutes. More time for me to just sit and stare in the mirror and pluck my eyebrows. I don't know. No, we don't pluck our eyebrows anymore. Listen, if you were born when I was born, right? If you're in your 40s, you know exactly what I'm saying. We don't pluck our eyebrows anymore because it was trendy, you know? Christina Aguilera, Dirty, that video, she had like a pencil thin, and now everyone's like, nope, bushy is back. And I'm just like, wait a second. Thankfully, I did not. You told everyone to pluck a line and that is it. And now you want everyone to just have like a full brow and it's gone, you know? So I'm thankful that I did not pluck every eyebrow like hair out of my face. So into the quick buzz, and then we'll jump into our topic for today. So I did not watch the new episode of Vanderpump Rules just yet. I am on that. I also did start watching the new one, The Valley, because I wanted to see what was going on, because in the news right now you have stuff excuse me, oh my goodness, like what's going on here? You have stuff going on with Sheena and Brock and like her purchasing the house they have, and it's just under her name, and are they in cahoots? Then you have the obvious Brittany and Jax in cahoots and they're splitting up, which is always interesting. And then she supposedly made a comment that says, I need to move out of LA. It's not Jax that I hate, it's LA that I hate. And then Ariana purchasing her, was it a 2.5 million? Or no, their home was like two and change mil, and she just bought like a 1 point something million home. So good for her. And the constant, what they're calling flip-flopping of Lala and where she stands on this. So the most recent episode I saw, again, I didn't watch Wednesdays because it comes out every Wednesday, of Vanderpump Rules, was unsettling for the first part when Tom comes up to Ariana and he's just trying to engage in a conversation about like a legal matter, which is kind of like our character. But again, you don't know how production works. They might have said like, please go do this. Coming from a relationship where someone obviously had an affair, I give her credit for staying in the house, because that is extremely hard to do, to be in the same, you know, four walls as somebody else. But I understand why she stayed, and what most people couldn't understand. They were like, oh, just move on with your life. But what it was happening is he was trying to offer her a buyout based on his capturing of the house when it wasn't assessed properly or whatever the case was. So she got her money, she moved on, good for her. You want a fresh, clean house anyway, right? You would have to sage the like heck out of that house if you stayed there. So moved on, new home. And then the other awkward part is when Katie and Lala were having like their little like cat fight, if you will, where Katie was sticking up for Ariana, where Ariana was saying how she feels if people want to be friends with Tom, she's probably not going to be friends with them just because she doesn't want that in her life right now. And then Lala threw up with her ex and how she has boundaries. And Lala was very clear that with people who were friends with her ex, you know, she couldn't be around them. And it was very, very similar. And then I know that Lala has mentioned in other scenes that she no longer wants to feel that type of tension, or she wants to move on with her life, and that's in the past. And I don't know if that's what she was trying to bring to the table, but it was really uncomfortable to see the two of them, and I don't know how I feel. I don't really dislike any characters. I do see that on the internet there are a lot of people who go after Sheena, there are a lot of people who go after Katie, but I feel like everyone is pretty relevant in their story, whether they're trying to keep themselves alive on the show. But I feel that there's more to come. I know that there was something posted where, oh my God, Lisa was saying that the reunion is draining and how Ariana's making people pick sides. Obviously, I haven't gotten to that part yet for the reunion to happen. And then to switch it over to The Valley, I don't know. It's okay to watch. I will be honest though, I'm not glued to the TV. It's one of those shows that I'm watching and I hear in the background and I'm on my phone or I'm just doing other things. So I'm not truly engaged. I just feel like a new housewife that has come onto a housewife scene and they're trying to push the narrative for that housewife, but it's not really working. I always was interested in seeing what's going on with Jax and Brittany, but like what I really would love is a Stassi to come to the like Vanderpump Rules, not to the Valley, because or she can dip into both and just kind of put her crown back on her head, sit on her throne and just like do the do. Not to say that she has to like call people out, but I feel like people always were in cahoots with Stassi because she was real. She was raw. She was unedited. She said it like it is. People didn't like that. People wanted sugarcoating. People were saying that's why they feel like Katie is with Ariana. She's just kind of sugarcoating her life because she needs her in her life. And I'm over here just like, where's Stassi? Where's Stassi? I know she has two beautiful children and she's like happily married and all that jazz. But like we need a little like – a little soapbox moment for her to be on the show. And that's been pretty much it. Sad that Love is Blind is over, obviously. And we are way over that. And there's nothing really much to talk about, even though people are still trying to capture and see what's going on with Jimmy and Chelsea. I'm over here like Vanderpump Rules. Let's do this. Let's continue watching. So enough with the buzz and let's pass the fluff. Now, not the fluff that you know that you put on your peanut butter sandwich. Speaking on the sense of whatever business, podcasting, how you're 4.0ing your life, right? This is the podcast, 4.0ing life. How are you acing your life while doing all these things? And I will say, one of the first things that I was told when I started singing, now we're going back to I was like 18 years old. No, maybe younger, 17, 18, something like that. I sang and I didn't know at the time how to be original, right? Like you're probably like, shocking. No, seriously, most singers that come into the gates and they're like hungry for it all, you are trying to mimic another singer because you want to get noticed. And it's very, very, very hard, and or it was when I was singing years and years ago, to be original, because what I wanted to be was I wanted to be a blues, jazz, like sultry sounding, like Melody Gardot vibe, like the Billie Eilish of the world today, if you will. But what the people I was working with is they wanted me to be like another Britney Spears because that's what was big right then, you know, wearing bustiers and corsets and singing, you know, sultry songs, but sounding cute and young. And I was like, I don't want to do that. Like Britney Spears can dance. She can move. She can do all that stuff. But I wanted that burlesque Christina Aguilera, like that gritty, that soulful. That's what I wanted to do. So I started singing and someone was like, you know, you're really green. And I'm like, thank you. And they're like, that's not a compliment. That means you're very new and fresh at this. And I was like, ooh, okay. So I started working with a 70s band and then I started working with a blues jazz band. And I made sure that I dipped my toe into all avenues of music so that I can morph myself into what I wanted to be outside of what others were making me be. Now for performances and getting a paycheck, I had to put on a show. I had to be what they asked me to be. So, you know, I had to do those songs that were popular and poppy and all that stuff because someone was like, you do three songs, you get $300. I'm like, okay, so I got to do like 4 minutes and I get $300. Let's do this. Yes. And it was a high. So it was great. It got more attention for me, but it's not what I wanted to be. So then as I continued on into the music industry and then later went into blogging and vlogging and content creators, I found along the way that there was a lot of fluff. And what I mean about that, there was a lot of flashy things blocking me. You know, you hear these things about invites or this and do that, and you're like, okay, okay, okay. Or when you first start as a content creator, you have to be careful. There's so many people on the internet that are just trying to, I'm air quoting, sell you stuff. Like, yeah, you want to promote my product? Yeah, do this, do that. And it's not really doing much for you. I know in the beginning it was about promoting products and putting it out there, but now it's so oversaturated with scammers and like, here, have a toothbrush and promote it. And it's, you know, like you really have to see if the proof is in the pudding when it comes to that. In this world today, in this business, sometimes you're going to have to pass on the fluff. Sometimes, even though it seems like a shining golden star and you're like, oh, it was so easy to capture, you have to ask yourself, why is it so easy to capture? I relate this to fitness because and getting myself healthy and where I want to be, because it's not something that I'm going to snap my fingers. Like if I work out one night, I'm not going to wake up the next morning looking exactly like I want to look. I have to work hard for it. I'm going to sweat. I'm going to cry. I'm going to be unmotivated. I'm going to eat the wrong things, but I'm also going to put in the work to get what I want. And that is what I mean by pass the fluff. Like, sure. Oh, perfect. Example. I can easily just be like, you know what? I'm going to go on Ozempic. Like that is what everybody who wants a quick fix is doing. Jump on Ozempic, lose the weight. I don't have to do anything. That is not passing on the fluff. That is taking the fluff. But you're hearing a lot of stories of people who are on Ozempic who, if they stop, they double back. They're experiencing issues with, like, they're not feeling so great. Someone mentioned they feel like this is back then when Fen-Phen was out and people were all on it to lose weight. And then you were discovering all these people with illnesses and sicknesses because they didn't really truly understand the reverse side effects. Now, Ozempic isn't anything new. Ozempic has been out and about for years with diabetics, so it's not anything new. However, it's just been discovered that, hey, you can lose a lot of weight super quick. And millions of suspicions have been like thrown at different celebrities, certain people on reality shows. A lot of people are coming clean and like, yeah, I went on it, like whatever. And then some people are not. And then there's this so-called like feature to the face, like sunken face, or you can know. And I'm over here like, yeah, sure, that would be great. Like I don't have to put effort into it and I can lose weight, but I'm going to pass on that fluff. I'm going to work hard for something. The same thing with your creation of your content, of your business. You want to build your community. You want to take the time to truly understand what your community wants, what your community likes, because without the community, who's listening? Who's buying things? Who is collaborating? Who's in it with you? And I remember thinking that when I started this in 2010, I didn't have the fluff. I didn't have the Instagram Live. I didn't have reels. I didn't have stories. Instagram was literally, and I've said this before, you post a picture that looked like a Polaroid and like that was it. I didn't have any of the fluff that people have today. And I had YouTube, my mistake for not pushing harder on that. And I'm like, ugh. Someone said to me though, it wasn't your time. And you know what? I'm learning to live with that. Like when I was doing this and I didn't push it further, it wasn't my time. And maybe that's true. But now we have all these fluffy opportunities, if you will, where you can just post a reel, a story. And I will tell you, it's the easiest thing. That's how I'm growing my numbers. That's how I'm collaborating. That's how I'm enjoying working with different mom and pops. But I will say that I am not being given an opportunity to just like link up and gain followers like that. I'm working hard to keep my analytics up. And sure, I can easily go online and purchase likes. I can purchase comments. I could purchase friends, followers. But then what's going to happen to me and to my community is it's not going to balance out. It's not going to showcase exactly what I'm putting forward. And then businesses, real businesses that you want to work with, that you're reaching for, are not going to want to work with you. One of the brands that I want to work with so badly is Albion Fit. And when I had, I think I got, when I got my first 1,000 followers. I was super excited and I reached out and I thought you only needed 1,000 followers and I think you needed like 3 or 5. And I was like, no. And then I reached out to them when I was at like 10K, but then they didn't have any, what did they call it? Like projects that I can work with them. And the reason why I wanted to work with Albion Fit so badly was because they were the company that I felt comfortable in after giving birth to my son and then shortly my daughter, where their bathing suits, I kid you not, were like, they held you in, but not like squeezing you where you felt like super uncomfortable. They fit the mom bod, if you will. They defined your hips, but hugged everything that you needed hugged. And I was like, I want to work with this company. And then I bought their joggers and I wore them to work. And I'm like, this is the brand. Like they got me like minimalist, but like that approach to fashion that just fit. Like it looks like athletic leisure, but like you can dress it up and all that stuff. So I'm still working hard to get Albion Fit. If you are listening, I would love, love, love to be a brand ambassador or whatever opportunities you have. Would love. I still have their black and white striped bottoms. And then I got, it was like a pink, like floral top that I got. And it's the fit. And then I got a one piece from them checkered, like black and white checkered, which is a little cheeky for me. And I know that sounds crazy, but like I'm very like old fashioned. I'm not like wearing thong bathing suits. It's not my thing. But I love their fit and I love their wear. So pass on the fluff. If you want to grow, if you want to engage, I am seeing sometimes some of the people have like 2,500, 3,000 followers, and they're literally matching perfectly. And then they're just growing and continue to grow whatever they're doing. It's like fashion or try-ons. And I'm like, that's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. I am working more so on my try-ons. I have mom and pops that I'm super excited I'm going to be working with. I am bringing you, I'm very excited. I have a couple guests like rolling out my calendar. I'm very excited about. I'm going to be recording with Christina Sunday. So that's going to be a quick rollout of a podcast episode. Literally going to be, we're recording Sunday and we're going to launch that on Thursday. And then I connected with someone on Instagram, reached out about joining my podcast, and I was very excited because this approach to medicine, shall we say, to children, to parenting is very much on the same wavelength that I see myself. So I was like, instant connection, let's do this. Then I was just recently at a like a grand opening party for the Juice House of Montclair. So then I was talking to the CEO, Ariel, and I'm like, hi, I need you on my podcast. We need to talk about how you built this business, because if you go to thejuicehouse.com and you read the about and you learn how she created and why she created the Juice House, chills. Everything you hope for in a CEO, because not only is there the knowledge and the power there, but the meaning. Like the true meat and potatoes. Like she passed on that fluff and she built her business because of everything and anything. So check that out. And then meeting the owners, Michael and Alex, on the Juice House of Montclair that's going to be opening up very soon. I was like, hi, I need you both on my podcast as well, because Alex also has her job that she does. And I'm always wanting to meet entrepreneurs, business people, mom, pops, you name it, I want you on here. I'm loving everything coming my way. Again, in January, I put it out there. February wasn't so powerful with my putting it out in the universe, but I put it out in the universe again towards the end of February and March, and here we are, and I'm loving the connections. I want you. I need you. Join me on my podcast. Hit me up, thequeenbuzz@gmail.com, because we're passing on the fluff and we're building our foundation. We are growing together, and that's what we're going to continue to do here every Thursday on my podcast. If you're not following me yet on the Instagram, hit me up, thequeenbuzz.com. It's thequeenbuzz.com. If you're not subscribed yet, what are you doing? What are you doing? Why aren't you subscribed? Do this. Let's do this. Subscribe to my podcast. Every Thursday, a brand new episode launches at 6 a.m. in the morning for my early risers. You can listen at any time. That's a beautiful thing about a podcast. There's not a designated time. It doesn't expire. It doesn't go away. It's here for a lifetime. And that's what I want from my community. So one more time, hit me up on the email. If you want to join me on the podcast, thequeenbuzz@gmail.com. On the Instagram, thequeenbuzz.com. It's thequeenbuzz@dot.com. And yeah, let's talk more next Thursday. Bye, friends. Hello, gorgeous. In today's world, immune support is the new self-care. We've got you covered with precisely blended herbs that support your immune system and taste like a party in your mouth. When cold and flu season is breathing down your neck, it's time to steep a cup of organic elderberry immune tea. To your immune system, it's a declaration of love. It's a friendship bracelet, a bouquet of flowers. Keep it in your cabinet, right next to the humidifier, an extra box of tissues. She won't fold your laundry, but she'll swoop in just like your mama does when you need help and comfort. You might think that this little lady was already the most popular gal, aka royalty, one might say, but she could use a little extra love. What we want to know is, how do you elderberry? Head on over to earthmamaorganics.com and get yours now. Ever wonder when you'll meet the right one? Guess what Cupid just delivered? Your perfect match. EarthChimp Vegan Protein. From the first sip, it's a love story written in flavors, sprinkled with clean ingredients, 1 billion probiotics, and love for you and the environment. Chocolate, vanilla, and plain and unsweetened, all for a delicious taste. Head on over to earthchimp.com and use code thequeenbuzz.com. That's thequeenbuzz.com in all capital letters. I promise it's love at first taste.